From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates Bintang Bano Dam. Vice President Maruf Amin said housing for disaster affected victims to follow smart village concept. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo has inaugurated Bintang Bano Dam, which covers 256 hectares wide in West Sumbawa District, West Nusa Tenggara, more recently. Thereby, the local farmers were grateful for the completions of the Bintang Bano Dam on Friday. As reported by Antara, the press bureau of the Presidential Secretariat stated that farmers around the dam were appreciative of the Bintang Bano Dam that can irrigate 6,700 hectares of paddy fields. One of the farmers in Moteng village, Ahia Rosadi, stated that irrigation canals from the dam can be used to open new rice fields for agriculture. He also noted that the farmers can use the irrigation channels of Bintang Bano Dam to open new agricultural land. The development of residential areas for the relocation of disaster-affected people will be based on the smart village concept, which aims to facilitate the residents' daily lives. This was affirmed by Vice President Maruf Amin during a dialogue with the residents affected by the eruptions of Mount Semeru in Sumber Mujur village, Candipuro sub-district, Lumajang district, East Java province, on Friday. As quoted by Antara, he further said that the smart village will be an integrated village for the relocation in a bid to accommodate the residents whose lives have been affected by the disaster. He also noted that the smart village concept entails the provisions of several public facilities to develop economic activities for the benefit of the local community. The Indonesian Health Ministry is aiming to start domestic productions of COVID-19 antiviral drug Molnupiravir in a collaboration with PT Amarax Pharma Global from April or May 2022. As quoted by Antara, Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin in a written statement on Friday explained that some variants of drugs definitely needed are antiviral drugs, such as Favipiravir and Molnupiravir. If the government can get these drugs immediately, it will greatly help in the handling of COVID-19. He issued the statement after inaugurating PT Amarax Pharma Global in Delta Silicon 3 areas, Central Cikarang, Bekasi. The minister also said that the government is trying to ensure the availability of COVID-19 drugs in the country, especially for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. The National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, has said it is strengthening and facilitating research activities in universities, particularly under the State-Owned Enterprises Higher Education Alliance, APERTI BUMN, to advance research and innovation in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara, head of BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, in a statement received in Jakarta on Friday, explained that university which is under a state firm becomes one of BRIN's main partners in carrying out research and innovation. He further said that APERTI BUMN is in a strategic position to collaborate with BRIN, especially for strengthening non-governmental research related to increasing added economic value. Let's move on to the international news. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to the defense of South Korea in a call with the country's foreign minister on Friday, the State Department said, following three ballistic missiles launches by North Korea this year. As reported by Reuters.com, Blinken highlighted the importance of continued U.S.-South Korea-Japan trilateral cooperation and stressed the U.S. commitment to the defense of the ROK remains ironclad. Listener, let's move on to the diplomatic corner, this time on Indonesia's affirm sending assistance is not recognition of the Taliban government.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's diplomatic corner is about Indonesia affirm sending assistance is not recognition of the Taliban government. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs affirmed that the humanitarian assistance sent by the Indonesian government to the people of Afghanistan on Sunday, January 9th, is not a form of acknowledgement of the government to the Taliban group in the country. Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia, Tengku Faizasyah, in a press briefing held in Jakarta on Thursday, January 13th, explained that the sending assistance to Afghanistan, accompanied by a team from Jakarta and assisted by an essential team that was originally in Islamabad, Pakistan, is a form of humanitarian assistance. This activity also includes the protection of Indonesian citizens. Moreover, Faizasyah affirmed that his side would like to re-emphasize that on one side, until now, no country has recognized the current government in Afghanistan. On the other hand, almost all countries have interacted with the Taliban, including in this case, Western countries such as the United States and the European Union. Therefore, it is important to differentiate between the two things, namely facilitating the process of humanitarian assistance and essential matters, as well as major issues that are often questioned regarding the aspect of recognition of the Taliban government in Afghanistan. As previously noted, the government of Indonesia through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs sent humanitarian assistance to the people of Afghanistan. The humanitarian assistance sent was by using two airplanes and released directly by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi. The assistance consists of food and nutritional needs needed by the people of Afghanistan. The assistance was provided by Indonesia in response to the deteriorating humanitarian situation in Afghanistan, where 23 million people are threatened with hunger and more than 3 million children are threatened with malnutrition. Faizasyah further said that his side is still monitoring the process of distributing humanitarian assistance carried out by the UN humanitarian agency, the World Food Programme. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in story with the event of January 15, 1919, the disaster of Molasses, Boston. The molasses storage tank in Boston, Massachusetts, United States, leaked and it caused a flash flood of molasses with a speed of 56 km per hour on January 15, 1919. As a result of the incident, 21 people died and 150 people were injured. The strategic event is now remembered, namely Boston Molasses Disaster. Now we turn to the event on January 15, 1962, Yos Sudarso was killed. Commodore Yosafat Sudarso, or better known as Yos Sudarso, died on board of the Indonesian warship or KRI Leopard in the Aru Sea Battle. The Battle of the Aru Sea was a battle that happened in the Aru Sea, Maluku, on January 15, 1962, between Indonesia and the Netherlands. This incident occurred during two destroyer ships, namely Neptune and Vreeli-type aircraft, owned by the Netherlands, attacked the Indonesian warships Macan Tutul, Macan Kumbang, and Harimau, belonging to Indonesia, which were on patrol. The name Yos Sudarso was immortalized as the name of the Indonesian warship, namely KRI Yos Sudarso, the name of the street, and the name of the island. January 15th is commemorated as Dharma Samudra Day. We end today's story with the event of January 15th, 1974, when the Malari incident. The misfortune incident of January 15th, abbreviated as Malari, was university students' demonstration and social riot that took place on January 15, 1974 in Jakarta. The incident happened when Japanese Prime Minister Kakue Tanaka was visiting Jakarta. The university students planned to welcome his arrival by demonstrating at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base. Due to tight security, they were unable to break into the air base. Finally, they demonstrated throughout the day that caused riots, firing, and chaos in Jakarta. As a result of the incident, President Suharto dismissed General Sumitro as commander of the security and order lines. Subsequently, the position of personal assistant to the president was dissolved. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tune to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Seimangkei Special Economic Zone in North Sumatra Province will be directly integrated with the railway line and Kuala Tanjung Port in the same province. The integration is pursued in collaborations between Nusantara Three Plantation, Indonesian Port Pelindo, and Indonesian Railway Company KAI. The company signed a memorandum of understanding to carry out an assessment of the cooperation plan in the context of optimizing the Kuala Tanjung Multipurpose Terminal, Seimangkei Special Economic Zone, and freight transportation by train. The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding was held last weekend. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir was present to witness the signing in Kuala Tanjung, North Sumatra. In his written statement received last Tuesday, Minister Erick Thohir explained that Kuala Tanjung is the best port and it has tremendous potentials. However, this potentials has not been maximized properly. Therefore, he encouraged the cooperation of the three state-owned enterprises. The scope of this collaboration is optimizing the utilization of port facilities and synchronizing the development plan of the railway line with industrial clusters. The step is expected to make the Kuala Tanjung Multipurpose Terminal a loading port and or destination port in the distribution of logistic, raw materials, product of Say Mangkei Special Economic Zone and PTPN Group Plantation products by optimizing the use of KAI trains. With integration of industrial estates with ports through rail transportation, this will create an effective and efficient logistic distribution and support the government's program introducing national logistic cost. Currently, the Say Mangkei Special Economic Zone Kuala Tanjung Railway Line is still in preparation. Aku tak tahu kita memang tak mungkin, tapi mengapa kita selalu bertemu. Aku tak tahu hati ini harus menghindar, namun kenyataanku tak bisa. Maafkan aku terlanjur mencinta.
Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Lombok is one of the islands in Indonesia which is famous for its beautiful scenery that can spoil your eyes. The wide green meadows decorate along the road. Not only the beautiful scenery, Lombok also has typical culinary which can satisfy your tongue. One of them is nasi balap puyung. Unlike culinary from Lombok, which has already existed everywhere across Indonesia, nasi balap puyung can only be found in Lombok. The name nasi balap puyung is taken from the name of the place where it was created, namely Puyung Village, Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. It was about 1970, the creator of nasi balap puyung looked at his grandson who was participating in a motorcycle racing competition. Every time his grandson won the competition, he treated his friends at his grandmother's shop. This is why the rice menu ordered by his grandson was named nasi balap puyung. Nasi balap puyung is white rice served on a banana leaf or rattan woven plate covered with paper or banana leaves with side dishes consisting of sambal, fried soybean, shredded spicy abon, fried chicken, and grated coconut. The shredded abon and the sambal are so spicy. Usually it is still added with fried potatoes, stir-fried green beans, and eggs as a complement. Nasi balap puyung is usually eaten as a breakfast menu. Therefore, generally, sellers of nasi balap sell the culinary since the morning. The savory and extraordinarily spicy taste is one of the culinary characteristics. The price for one portion is around 10,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah. It depends on the additional side dishes. Nasi balap puyung has also become a mainstay of Lombok culinary tourism. In fact, this culinary is planned to be a special menu at the Indonesian MotoGP World Racing event in the Mandalika Special Economic Zone, Central Lombok, in March 2022. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hingga di ujung. sudah saatnya untuk pulang. Tak ingin kau akhiri hari itu. Biar dia merindukanmu sendiri.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
So far, the land conservation movement of the Mount Temanggung Belt Program in Temanggung Regency, Central Java, has planted at least 370,000 tree seedlings. Head of the Public Housing, Settlement and Environment Service of Temanggung Regency, Entargo Yutri Wardono, said that the seeds has been planted since early December 2021 and are currently continuing in the slopes of Mount Sumbing, Sindoro, and Prau. This movement is carried out with the awareness that environmental degradation in Temanggung Regency happens so fast. The erosion and degradation of the quality of the environment continues, so that the threat of disaster may occur. In this conservation movement, the Temanggung Regency Government Central Java Province has allocated budget worth 2 billion rupiah for the procurement of seeds managed by the mass organizations of Nahdlatul Ulama and Muhammadiyah. In addition to management assistance by local mass organizations, the Temanggung District Government has also received assistance in the form of seeds from several organizations and state-owned enterprises or BUMN. It is targeted that during this rainy season, around 500,000 seeds can be planted. It is hoped that this program can run smoothly so that water sources in the areas around Mount Prau, Sindoro, and Sumbing can be immediately returned and natural damage can be avoided. In addition, during the dry season, the presence of springs is maintained. Well, listener, that's Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Duhai diri, ubahlah arusmu jadi arah yang dia sukai rendah. kalah hatimu. Duhai Allah, hujani dia dengan cinta dan hatinya yang terbuka, aku menyayanginya dan terbukalah hatimu. Ada jalan untukku milikimu, sayangimu. Dan terbukalah hatimu. Ada jalan untukku milikimu, sayangimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Kota Solo to be sung by Mus Mulyadi. This song tells about Solo City with all its uniqueness and beauty that are not owned by other regions, starting from arts, cultural customs, natural scenery, and everything about Solo City which is full of memories. Because of Solo City's charming interests, many people feel entertained when visiting some exotic places in Solo City. Well, listener, here is Mus Mulyadi with a keroncong song entitled Kota Solo or Solo City. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. suci
of Indonesia.
Yes, sir.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.